Weiher. Vaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 11, The Universal Form, text number 48. Please repeat from the word for word. Na veda yagya abhyajanai na danai na cha kriyabihi na tapobihi ugrahi evam rupaha shakyaha aham Nirloke drashtum tvat anyena kuru pravira na veda yagyat jananir nadhanir na veda yagyat jayanir nadhanir na chakriyabir na tabhobir ugrahi Evang rupa shakya ahang nirloke drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira na veda yagyat jayaner nadhaner na chakriya birna tabho birugrahi Evang rupa shakya ahang niloke drashtum tvat anyena kuru pravira na veda yagyat jayaner nadhaner na veda yagyat jayaner nadhaner Na chakriya birna tabho birugrai Evang rupa shakya ahang niloke Drashtum tvat anyena kuru pravira Na veda yagyat jayaner nadhaner Na chakriya birna tabho birugrahi Evang rupa shakya aham niloke Drashtum tvat anyena kuru pravira Na veda yagya jayaner nadhaner Na chakriya birna tabho birugrahi Evang rupa shakya ahang niloke drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira Would you like to try, Antonio? Oh, okay, no problem. Would you like to try, please? Na veda yagyat jayaner nadhaner Na chakriya birna tabo birugrahi Evang rupa shakya ahang niloke drashtum tvadanyena kuru pravira Please repeat. Na, never. Veda yagya, by sacrifice. Adyayanai, or Vedic study. Na, never. Danai, by dhanai, very good. Sorry. By charity. Na, never. Cha, also. Kriya bihi, by pious activities. Na, never. Tapo bihi, by serious penances. Ugrahi, severe. Evam rupaha, in this form, Shakyaha Ken, Aham, I, Nirloke, in this material world, Drashtum, be seen, Tad, then you, Anyena, by another, Kuru Pravira, O best among the Kuru warriors. Translation. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, for neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Please repeat. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Purport. The divine vision in this connection should be clearly understood. Who can have divine vision? Divine means godly. Unless one attains the status of divinity as a demigod, he cannot have divine vision. And what is a demigod? It is stated in the Vedic scriptures that those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are demigods. Vishnu Bhakta Smirto Devaya. Devaha. Vishnu Bhakta Smirto Devaha. Those who are atheistic, it is, that means that is, who do not believe in Vishnu or who recognize only the impersonal part of Krishna as the Supreme, cannot have the divine vision. It is not possible to decry Krishna and at the same time have the divine vision. One cannot have the divine vision without becoming divine. In other words, those who have divine vision can also see like Arjuna. The Bhagavad Gita gives the description of the universal form. Although this description was unknown to everyone before Arjuna, now one can have some idea of the Vishwarupa after this incident. Those who are actually divine can see the universal form of the Lord, but one cannot be defined without being a pure devotee of Krishna. The devotees, however, who are actually in the divine nature and who have divine vision are not very much interested in seeing the universal form of the Lord. As described in the previous verse, Arjuna desired to see the four-handed form of Lord Krishna as Vishnu, and he was actually afraid of the universal form. In this verse, there are some significant words, just like Veda Yagyat Yajanahi, or Jajanahi, Jajanahi, which refers to studying Vedic literature and the subject matter of sacrificial regulations. Veda refers to all kinds of Vedic literature, such as the four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda, and the 18 Puranas, the Upanishads, and the Vedanta Sutra. One can study these at home or anywhere else. Similarly, there are sutras, Kalpa Sutra and Mimamsa Sutras, for studying the methods of sacrifice. Dhanai refers to charity which is offered to a suitable party, such as those who are engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. Similarly, pious activities refers to the Agnihotra and the prescribed duties of the different castes. And the voluntary acceptance of some bodily pains is called tapasya. So one can perform all these, can accept bodily penances, give charity, study the Vedas, etc. But unless he is a devotee like Arjuna, it is not possible to see that universal form. Those who are impersonalists are also imagining that they are seeing the universal form of the Lord, But from Bhagavad Gita we understand that the impersonalists are not devotees. Therefore, they are unable to see the universal form of the Lord. There are many persons who create incarnations. They falsely claim an ordinary human to be an incarnation. But this is all foolishness. We should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, otherwise there is no possibility of attaining perfect spiritual knowledge. Although Bhagavad Gita is considered the preliminary study of the signs of God, still it is so perfect that it enables one to distinguish what is what. The followers of a pseudo-incarnation may say that they have also seen the transcendental incarnation of God, the universal form, but that is unacceptable because it is clearly stated here that unless one becomes a devotee of Krishna, one cannot see the universal form of God. So one first of all has to become a pure devotee of Krishna, then he can claim that he can show the universal form of what he has seen. A devotee of Krishna cannot accept false incarnations or followers of false incarnations. Om agyana timarandasya gananjana salakya chakshurumilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistang sthapitang yena butle svayang rupa kadamayang dadhati svapanantikam vandehang shri guru shri yuta parakamalang shri gurun vaishnavangscha shri rupang sakrajatam sagana raganatam vidang tang sajivang sadvaitang savarutang parijana saitang krishna chaitanya devang shri radha krishna padan sagana lalita shri vishakan vidangscha hey krishna karuna sindhu dina bando jagatpate gopisha gopika kanta radha kanta namosute tapta kanchana gorangi radhe vrindavanishwari vishabhano sutadevi pranamami hari priye Vansha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavnebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Na veda yakyat yayaner nadaner na chakriyabir na tapobir ugrai evam rupa shakyam aham nirloke drashtum tvat anyena kurupa vira. Drashtum tvat anyena nirloke aham nirloke drashtum. Here's translated it says na veda yagyat na daner na chakriya bir na tapo bir ugrahi evam rupa in this form Krishna in this world nirloka I cannot be seen na all the time not by penance by none of these things I can be seen. So this is a very, as far as I'm concerned, well, actually most of the Bhagavad Gita chapters are very complicated, if you really get into the nitty-gritty of it, and this one is no exception. In fact, I would say this is one of the more difficult chapters. I was getting a little off track yesterday. There's one thing we need to address. There's a few things, actually. We don't have much time. Let me just go back. I'm sorry, you know, but we gotta keep the flow going. So yesterday we did 47. Prabhupada said, let me see if I can find it. But this is one interesting sentence. All the disciplic devotees of the Lord could see the universal form which was shown to Arjuna by the mercy of Krishna. So it's understood that the demigods are disciplic devotees. There's four disciplic successions, the Sri Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Brahma Sampradaya, that's where you are now, and I'm not sure what it's called exactly, the four Kumara, or the Kumara Sampradaya. So these are four gurus. And if you're not in one of these sampradayas, then you are not bona fide It's called Abba Sampradaya. Something else. So the demigods are in the, they're in the disciplic, what is Prabhupada says here? Disciplic devotees. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure which succession that would be. I probably the Brahma Sampradaya. I don't know. You tell me. Anybody wants to have a guess? 47? Disciplic devotees? He's talking about the demigods, you see? Because the demigods could also see. That's what we're talking about today also. So you don't know either? No. No, I was just wondering. He's saying that, you know, there's four sampradayas, so he's saying they're in disciplic succession. I was just wondering the demigods in which disciplic succession they would be, you know. I'm gathering it's Brahma Sampradaya, it could be Sri Sampradaya also. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, here it is, in the 45, text 45, it says, this universal form is material and temporary, as the material world is temporary. So we discussed it a few days ago, that in the fifth text, Prabhupada says, as the material nature is manifested and not manifested, similarly this universal form of Krishna is manifested and not manifested. And before that he says, Arjuna wanted to see Krishna in his universal form, which, although a transcendental form, is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to the temporary time of this material nature. So, yeah, personally, it's very clear that the universal form is spiritual, because also Krishna says that it is manifested by my internal potency. He was saying that also, you know. So the thing is, it's just temporary, you know. I think that's what Prabhupada is also saying in purport of 45. He's saying that, although he does say that it is material, but he gives the example, the universe form is material and temporary as the material world is temporary. You know? So in that sense, it's material because it's temporary. Because generally, anything that is temporary is considered material. So, you know, you can have different definitions of what is material. So in that sense, you could say it is material because it is temporary. And there is no universal form in the spiritual world like Narsingadev and Varahadev. They all have their planets. Like I said, Krishna was saying that this universal form is created by my yoga, by my internal potency. When did he say that? Let me see if I can find it for you. Maybe it was in one of those verses. I'm just reading over it, you know. Anyway, anybody has any comments on that or questions? Comments? No? No comments? It's clear for you? It's not so clear for me. I explained it in line. You think it's my explanation is good? Otherwise, I need to hear a comment, huh? if you don't say anything, means you agree. Generally. Yeah, I was just. The thing is, we have to try to understand things. You know, we can just take one little quote there and one little quote there, and oh, there's a controversy. I think we just have to understand things. Prabhupada is explaining it. Yeah. I just told you. We have to try and understand. Sorry. I'm sorry. No, but I refer to text number 5, Prabhu. You've read that? Yeah. So you want to read that again also? Well, then I will read it again. Well, I think I do have to. You know, in text number 5, Prabhupada says, although a transcendental form is just manifested for the cosmic manifestation and is therefore subject to temporary time of this material nature. So it's a transcendental form, it says here, very clearly. So that's why I'm trying to explain to you, again for the third time, that we have to try and understand. So there's no polemic? There's no polemic? Then what is the Siddhanta? He also says it's transcendental. So there is a polemic right there. Right. It looks like that. And I think I explained it. And therefore I asked for comments. No, I want to clarify this. Okay, in text 5, Prabhupada says it's transcendental form. In text 47, he says it is a material form. He says, you know, we're studying Bhagavad Gita, Prabhu. I'm giving the class, and I think this is important. It also is concerning 48, you know. Yeah, so I want to make it clear. It's important to understand these things. Okay, bro. I didn't really ask for this kind of opinion. I just wanted to have a philosophical point made. And I think it needs to be cleared up, especially seeing your reaction. So, I mean, you seem to be pretty, you know, convinced. No, I ask you, you say there is contradictory statements, right? Did you say that or not? Okay. Here it is, Atma Yogat in text 47. That is what I was talking about. Internal potency, Prabhupada translates it. Atma yoga. So I'll just repeat what I just said, that we have to try to understand what Prabhupada is telling us and not just have different, you know, oh, he's saying this and oh, he's saying that. It's contradictory. It's okay, Prabhu. Let me finish, please. Thank you. Can you please let me finish? Thank you very much. So, it's very important that we try to understand things, you know, and not just take one purport. Oh, it is contradicting this purport. You know? Prabhupada is writing these purports in a certain mood, according to the text. And he is explaining us what is universal form. That is actually inconceivable. You cannot really understand it. So that's what I said in the beginning. It's a very difficult subject matter. So, again, my conclusion is that it is definitely spiritual, although it is temporary. And anything that is temporary is considered material. So in that sense, it could be considered material. That is why Prabhupada is stating that in this particular purport. But generally also, by the Sanskrit I just gave you, yoga kshemam, or atma yoga, my yoga, we can see that from Krishna's words is a spiritual form. Because it's... Prabhu, please, we've been over this. There is one statement where he says it's transcendental, and another statement where he says it's material. So I'm trying to reconcile the two statements. Very good. Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, and transcendental is transcendental. From text number 5. From text number 5, it says the universal form, although a transcendental form. That's why I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm explaining the purport. I'm explaining the purport that where Prabhupada says that it is manifesting and non-manifesting, and therefore considered material. No, the one who is going on is you. You know, the one who is going on is you. I'm just trying to explain matters. As I'm giving the class, I am supposed to explain things, and you're supposed to listen. You see, and if you're not able to do that, then maybe you shouldn't come to the class. No, now I will move on. But try to understand this one point. That if you come to the class, then you should... Prabhu, please, let me finish. If you come to the class, you should try to listen. No, I am speaking now. I'm asking you to listen. And if you cannot do that, then maybe you should not come to the class. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Thank you very much. I think it's very clear. Okay, Hare Krishna.